Music festivals are nothing new to Milwaukee. On Saturday, six national bands and five local ones will collide in Veterans Park. Organizers are not in it for the money. Their goal is to celebrate and share earth-friendly practices. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz headed down to the lakefront during setup to meet the person and vision behind Rock the Green.
Even at 8 in the morning, and a particularly blustery one, Lindsay Stevens-Gardner radiates energy. It appears to be her perpetual state.
So fencing came first, some of the larger 40 by 40 tents, and today we've got the porta potties coming, and they have eco-friendly bluing agent in them.
For this Milwaukee native, the festival weaves the threads of who she is into one garment. Nearly two decades of producing events all over the country, a passion for music and for the environment. Her thoughts began crystallizing a few years ago.
There was an annual festival I used to produce in Golden Gate Park, and I loved this festival. It was a fun one day in the park, great lineup, awesome music, but at the end of the day, we'd be hauling out several 20-yard dumpsters, if you can envision.
Gardner wanted all of that, without the garbage. She moved back to Milwaukee in 2003 with an idea in the back of her head. Finally, last year, Gardner organized her first Rock the Green. It turned out to be a brutally stormy day, yet 7,300 people showed up.
Even though we were up against the hurricane and the Green Bay Packers, because it was on a Sunday last year.
The festival team recycled or composted 92% of the waste that day.
As per EPA standards, we should have generated 3.5 tons of waste. And we only generated 440 pounds.
It filled a mere 10 trash cans. Buoyed with success, Gardner figured, why not raise the bar?
We're going paperless with our tickets.
Also this year, energy-efficient lights will illuminate the main stage. At the venue's second stage, power for both lights and sound will be generated by humans. Gardner points to a lonely white tent in the distance.
So if you can envision, there's going to be a band over there. And we have five different cycling teams throughout the day providing power to the five bands that are going to be performing over there, solely on pedal power.
The Rock the Green team even factored in the energy people use to get to the event.
If you drive your car here, you get a really, really, really nice discount if you have four or more people in your car. Thanks to the Parks Department, they're going to be running parking. We have a free bike valet on site. So ride your bike down, because when your bike is checked for free, you're going to get a free bike tune-up.
Gardner thinks blending music and conservation is a soft way of demonstrating steps people could consider to live more sustainably without shoving the message down throats. She describes the approach as celebrating all shades of green.
From light to dark, meaning you can be at home composting and being the greenest person in the world, or maybe you don't know anything about that. Come on down. You're invited. It's very inclusive. It's for everybody.
Local nonprofits will be on hand to display their specialties. Gardner is eager to see what kind of reviews another new twist will receive. Along with munching on local foods and drinking in live music, people can peek behind the scenes.
Because I thought it would be, people would want to know, well, what's going on behind the scenes? What's so green about it? You can come and join. We'll have a schedule on site, five tours throughout the day, kind of like a docent tour. You know, where's the power coming from? Where's the food going? Here, we're at the beverage station. Would you like a beer in a compostable cup? So people, festival goers, understand, like, wow, you know, I was part of this. This is different. This is how it works.
I leave her checking emails on her makeshift desk. It's one of those wooden foldable TV trays, a repurposed remnant from Gardner's college days. Susan Bentz, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.